Yeah, yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geek Enders Podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geek Enders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time on gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Geek Enders.
Oh, hello.
With
How
this
are
guy
you?
And this guy.
Whoa.
And those
I keep forgetting
guys.
Yes. Where I am, camerally, on my screen is different than on your screen. So when you point to people.
Oh.
When you said this guy, you pointed to your window, and I was like, what is this a bit? What are we doing here?
With my good friend, Stan the Crow, and also Jesse. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, like, that guy is trustworthy, dependable, shows up on time.
He's good always guy here. Yeah.
Yeah.
He really never leaves. It's all the peanuts.
Right, right. That you leave. So really, I mean, like, is that a friend or just a crow using you for peanuts?
Well, he brings me trash.
Right. So like more
so
coffee.
So it's kind of like a mutual sort of situation.
Right.
Have we talked right about the fact that peanuts are called monkey nuts in England?
I'm sorry. Pardon?
They're called monkey nuts. So if they're shelled, they're peanuts. If the shell's on, they're called monkey nuts.
Question. Is this simple? Is this like one of those simple things where it's a brand like Kleenex?
No.
Where? No. So there wasn't a thing called monkey nuts that people ate out of a tin and like, the queen loves monkey nuts. Like there wasn't anything like that?
Multiple grocery stores, if you go to them and you're looking for unshelled peanuts, the reason being the connection here, dear listeners and Jesse, is that crows really like peanuts that are still in the shell because they like the activity of cracking it open and getting the peanut out, right?
Okay.
So multiple grocery stores, if you go to them and you're looking for a bag of peanuts in the shell, it'll be called monkey nut. It'll be a bag that says monkey nuts in big letters.
You've explained nothing.
There's nothing else to explain. I don't know.
I thought you were explaining to me. You're like, well, if you go through this long process of a story where crows and then shells and then bags, monkey nuts. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Okay, why are they called monkey nuts?
Yes, thank you, chat. The way you told the story was they're called monkey nuts because crows eat them. And I'm like, what does that mean?
No, I was trying to explain why we got here. Why was I trying to explain why I was talking about monkey nuts in the first place?
Why are they not called crow nuts?
It's because we were talking about Stan. And I
right,
would.
The crow who,
and if Stan
no,
were real,
oh, no,
he would have
I
liked
understand
a monkey nut. That's all.
You just didn't explain monkey nuts at all.
It what if you were to
crows,
guess, I'm looking.
Their love of nuts.
Listen, I'm yeah looking at the reason right now. If you were going to guess,
okay,
if you were going to like throw a guess out, what do you think the reason is that they're called monkey nuts?
Again, I feel like a brand was called monkey nuts. And it was just like Kleenex or like a type of detergent or whatever. It's just the standard thing it was called.
It's because it says monkey nuts are peanuts that are still in the shell. It is used only in the UK. It's because visitors to zoos would often feed peanuts in the shell to monkeys so that they could watch them crack them open and get the peanut out.
Interesting. Was that a thing? Did we not do that in the U.S.? I feel like, if anything, we would throw peanuts at, like, animals in a zoo.
I'm not saying that we don't. I'm saying that only England thought that they should that they should name it after that, you know?
Sure. So, but when it's outside the shell, peanut.
Peanut. If I'm looking for, like, a bag of just peanuts to eat, it'll say peanuts.
Okay. All right.
Because it wouldn't be fun to watch a monkey eat a peanut, but right, to watch a monkey crack open a thing and then eat and that's, so it's a monkey nut.
They're like peoples. They love, just like me, they like to get those nuts.
And crows.
Yeah. Crows, just like peoples.
Crows is peoples. It's true.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Animals, they just like peoples, but stupid. Mm. Me smarter than animals.
They're called a murder when there's a lot of them because they, like us, can kill on purpose.
Yeah? Is that true? A bunch of crows will, like, find you and be like, well.
Yeah, yeah. They'll premeditate it. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A premeditated murder? What's a flock of crows with a plan? A premeditated murder. But I'm bumped. Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah. We workshopped that whole bit. It was great.
I'm convinced, surely, this is just how comedians make their sets, is they just sit with people that they vibe with really well and just goof until they're like, that's funny, right? And then they write it down.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's a good joke. You should do that. Yeah, and then they go on stage, they test it, and they're like, that wasn't a good joke at all. You lied to me, little Steve. And he's like, man, I just thought it was funny.
I thought it was really funny. We were very high, though.
We were very high at the time, though, so, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that probably happens a lot too. They start workshopping a goof. They sober up, look at the goof, and are like, wait a minute. This might not be funny,
that sounds
actually.
Right. Mm-hmm. That sounds correct. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of moments where I will, like, not even like high related, just I'll think of something and I'll be like, that sounds awesome. This is cool. And then I'll come back to it later and be like, the hell was I thinking when I wrote this? It's half the time why if I write a script, I'll go on stream and read through it with chat because their shaming of me will make me tighten it up more.
I'm like, that's smart.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, I have to walk away. And to be fair, I haven't done a scripted video or an outline for a video in a long time. But yeah, that part of the process was so necessary to like write out, just blah out all of my thoughts. And then walk away and sleep and then come back and be like, okay, part of this is real bad.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to like not think about the thing you just created for a little bit and be like, oh no, this was terrible. You'll often hear times like screenwriters be like, yeah, I write my story and then I'd leave it for 2 years. And then I come back to it and I'm like, all right, well, I don't have that patience. I got it, like, 24 hours, max. Then I'm like, I got to get this done or it's never getting done kind of vibe.
Right. People really love to be like, ah, oh, so-and-so, this author that is very well-known, they wrote this thing in a day, and I think it's a masterpiece. And I'm like, man, they must be, like, really confident. That's some crazy confidence to write something in a day and be like, I don't need it edited. No beta readers. We die like men and just publish it. Crazy.
I'm always impressed when I hear those stories of like a guy who made us. He's like, my most favorite, like famous song I made on the toilet on a Sunday afternoon. And you're like, whoa, what do you mean? Like, what can I say? Inspiration struck me. And like, okay, I wish I had that. I wish I had any of that. I have like an idea that I then throw on paper in the hopes that I'll remember it. And then try to arrange it in a way that I think looks good. Mm-hmm. And then I sit staring at it for hours like, yeah, I mean, all right, that's about as good as I'm going to do. Like, I don't have any inspiration. I'm like, oh, boy, oh, yeah, okay, this is what we're doing.
I know that we both have, like, different levels of aphantasia. When you're putting together a video, do you ever, like, I'm trying to think of how to put this because it wouldn't be like imagining what it's going to look like necessarily. But do you think through like how you want the vibes to be of specific parts, or do you just film it and go, if it didn't feel right, then I'll refilm it, you know?
I come like from a director perspective. I think I'm no director. I've never directed ever. But what I do is I'll think, okay, what is the shot I want associated with what I'm saying? So I know going in what I'll need when I'm done with the script. Like, okay, script done. I know what shots I need. And then I'll go get those shots. And then I'll go back in and I'll do the VO. And then I'll put the VO into a thing. And then I'll layer over the shots. And then I'll be like, all right, well, what music would go really great with this background? And I always try to play to emotion constantly. I'm a big fan of that. So I'll play a song that like, oh, I'm talking about some crazy shit. Let's play like a crazy shit song. And so, yeah, I'll plan the whole thing because I'm absolutely that guy that needs full control over it. The minute I let other people do a thing, I'm like, just go. I don't want to look at it. Let me see the final product. I don't want to know what your thoughts were. I don't want to know what was going on in your head when you made these edits. Just like, I just know I would not have done anything you did the same. It would not be the same at all. But I'm allowing you to go do it. Because I need someone else to do this because I can't do it all.
I really struggle with that, with letting other people edit stuff. Because sometimes it's really difficult to explain what feels weird about it. If they've edited something a certain way, I'm like, now I have to figure out how to explain why this isn't working for me. And that requires like kind of a bit more investigative work into like pacing and vibe and like all of these things that I haven't had to like really explain. I just know, I know what I would have done with it vaguely, and it's not this. So you have to like solidify like what's wrong.
And the interesting thing is that a lot of the time there'll be something that sticks out to you as being like, that's awesome. And then you'll get an edit back and it's just not even in it. And you're like, well, why do we not, like, why didn't you think that was cool? I thought that was the coolest part. Why didn't you like that? And then the question becomes, do I then make you go back and put that in, or do I accept what you've created because it's your creation? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was really good. You know what? All right. Well, you know what? Sure. Sure. Yeah. And I realize it's YouTube, so after a while, I just don't care anymore. Like, half the time,
most, you have to like, move on to a new thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's just there's no, it's YouTube. It isn't like this amazing, you know, it's a video of like, yeah, here's me pressing a monkey to eat some monkey nuts, right? Like, that's all right, cool. It's not like the end of the world. It's not going to be transformative videos. So you're like, yeah, all right, whatever, that's fine. Just. But then sometimes you're like, this video I spent months working on, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let anyone touch it. Yeah. You know, the usual. There's times when I've gone in and recorded full-on explainer videos where I'll, like, open up Adobe and start, have it being filmed. I'm like, all right, so this is what I'm looking for. Like, you know how we do this? It's just easier to visually and audibly explain it than to just say it to someone.
Right.
And so I'll sit there and be like, okay, so do this. I'm just making work for myself at this point, but it's also, I'd rather show you exactly what I'm looking for than me say, what if you did it like this? So you did this thing.
Yeah.
It's a curse we have as having done this for so long. It's like, we do it our way. But I guess if you want to edit this, that's fine. Like, that's fine. I'll let you do it. It's fine.
Yeah. It's just hard to, when I think when you start off making and editing your own videos and then do it by yourself for a really long time, it's really difficult to just like give up control of aspects of that.
Oh yeah.
Because when I was, cause you know, I started my channel doing the gaming news thing, and only a couple years into that, people were like, maybe you should look into getting an editor. And I was like, no. Part of me was going, yes, oh my God, that would be so much easier if all I had to do was stand in front of a camera and just like do the thing and then someone else edited it. Holy shit. That would change my life. But the idea of trying to find someone and then like do that whole process was so intimidating to me that I was like, no, it's fine. I'll just struggle. It's fine. I'll just struggle here forever.
I think I had to learn there's certain things I'm just not good at. And those things I'd rather just pay someone else to do. Rather than learn, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to become a master of After Effects.
Yes.
I would love to hire someone who knows After Effects. Mm-hmm. And it just makes it easier because it's like, all right, I know what I want, but I can't here. Just make this. The problem is, I'm pretty sure if I didn't have a whole team, I could like probably be a 100,000-aire and I would be, watch out, everyone.
Damn.
Yeah. Instead, I'm like, all right, well, got a bunch of ad money. Here you go, guys. Enjoy. Immediately gone. Like, ego. So that's the flip side is you literally are running a business at that point.
Right.
Rather than just like, yeah, I'm going to go on world tours, which, by the way, every single Twitch streamer who every time I see them online, they're traveling. I am so jealous of you, and I want you to know that I kind of hate you. Like,
there are a bunch of people that are literally just traveling streamers. They just, that's their whole thing. They just travel from place to place. They do IRL streams. It's so cool. Like, what a neat jealous way to do stuff.
Thoroughly jealous. Mm. Yeah, I don't have any of that. When I travel, I like, oh my God. So heading back from New York. So this past week, I was in New York for an event for a game coming out called Metaphor. If you like Persona, it's that crew. That's really all I can say about it. When I was coming back on the flight, the girl next to me, I'm going to say 20s, ? She was like, you know, the LA hat. That like flat brimmed hat.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a douchey cowboy hat. You know what I'm talking about? That hat?
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
She had that on and then giant, huge shades. She like had tons of like gorgeous. She looked beautiful. She had like perfect makeup on. She was wearing some sort of like, I don't know, like hipster jackety thing. She's sitting next to me just vamping for the camera. Like, right? Just doing crazy shit.
Yeah.
Then she Instagrams or whatever the hell she was doing her photos, bing, bang, boom, puts it away. And I thought, wow, she got dressed up for the flight, huh? Just to do this photo. No, she went hat off, jacket off. Underneath the jacket, she had like sweats on. She wiped her makeup off, put on face. I was like,
yes.
One, I respect this. Two,
100%.
Yeah, but I was also just like, two, that's too much goddamn, that's not too much work. You put in all this effort to get dressed up, to go to the airport, get in your seat, take a photo of you in the seat, and then we're like, and now, no.
But if, like, did you know this person?
No, I have no idea who this person is.
So if this person is a content creator, influencer, whatever, and their whole thing is, like, fashion or something adjacent, then that is 100%, that's not too much work. That's the perfect amount of work.
It's as a man who has at several times in his life been forced to do like under eye shit or like face makeup for camera work. It's too much. That is already.
You also got the Bebo though, and I think that makes
I'm only doing
makeup
half a face.
Well, it probably makes it a bit harder to like wipe off makeup and stuff.
They stop here. They literally stop here. They get right here. Uh-huh. They do right here.
Yeah.
And then they do my eyes and they're like, your camera ready. I'm like, nice. And then because spoiler for anyone who wonders what you look like without makeup on a camera on a stage. This is roughly how I would look.
Yeah.
Like real white. And so they're like, hey, you know, just put on stuff. And it's a whole thing to get off. And I just must stress, first off, women, you're doing too much. Bless you, you're doing too much. It's too much. I love it. I love it. I love it for me. I love it for all of us, but it's still too much. You're fine. Take a day off. I'm giving you this one. Ladies, take a day off. You don't have to.
It's not for you, Jesse. It's for them.
I'm saying for them, take a day off. This woman next to me removed her makeup, was in sweats, and I've never seen someone happier. She like put on an eye thing and she literally went, that's pure bliss. She took all that shit off and she went.
Here's a counter argument. Would she have felt that pure bliss to that extent if she hadn't have been dolled up and then gotten to just.
Did you hit me? Did you just hit me with some like Buddhist philosophy? Like her suffering caused her peace. Is that what you just hit me with that? Like by suffering for the camera, she found her inner peace after the suffering was over.
Right.
Like, damn. Okay. All right, then. Touché. You got me.
Look, I have, you know, I don't wear makeup super often, but I have had the full ass face put on me many, many times for
sure
cons and all that shit. And yeah, it is relieving to take it all off, but it's also fun to have it all on, you know.
I think I forgot to mention the thing here. My yes. flight home was a 7 a.m. flight. Everyone arrived at the airport to get on that flight roughly 5 a.m.
Right.
So she did all that work at 4 a.m.? Probably earlier, probably 3.
I'm going to guess a different thing. Ready? 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 She checked in, got through security, went in the bathroom and did her makeup.
Oh, man. That makes it even worse for me. Like, I just wanted... like
she used that time, dude. We're all just sitting around.
I guess you're right. It just, for some reason, makes it worse. Like, I just want to be like, girl.
If
you... You didn't have to take a photo. Like, you didn't even have to take the photo.
But she's a beauty influencer, then yeah, it's part of her work. She did have to take that photo.
You don't got to take a plane photo. You can take, like, I landed, I'm in LA photo.
No, people love plane photos. No. They love them.
Do people love plane photos? Am I out of the plane photo loop?
It's the beginning of the journey photo. Yeah. I'm about to leave. It's the start of a new fun thing. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, like, what am I going to do? Tell them not to do it? Just doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, it's a, you know, like... live your life, I guess. I just don't get it. I'm not going to tell her not to do it. I was just like, I watched someone do a whole thing and then erase everything she did.
I get it.
And I was
I get it.
That I think that says a lot about me as a person where I was like, well, if I have to erase the whole thing, why even do it? If it's going to be for just one thing, why waste my, like, what a time waster.
But
I could just be sleeping.
But yeah, I think if it's, and we don't know, we don't even know this person, but
we don't,
but,
I have no idea who this person is.
But we're concocting this person, right? And they're a makeup and fashion influencer and they were on a plane. I'm concocting her. I'm concocting her. Remember,
this could be just a random person. We don't know.
I'm making her up.
We're saying she earned money, but I don't know that she did.
Her name is,
I don't know if she earned a damn thing.
Deborah McPhee. And Deborah she's
McPhee.
From Florida, but she moved.
Deborah McPhee work. From Florida.
Deborah McPhee from Florida. And her Instagram has been really taken off. She started doing some makeup videos on YouTube. And it turns out that she got an opportunity to get on a plane and go somewhere for a makeup convention. And she was like, holy shit. So she took a picture of herself full beat. Saying, on my way to the makeup convention, and then went, and fuck this, because this flight's too long for that shit.
I'll accept this story. However, I will say, on the same flight was, like, a 45-year-old mother of three in high heels with full makeup on, and I just want to stress, she was doing it. She was making it work. So, McPhee, step up your game. Step up your game, McPhee! Step up your game.
You heel turned so quick.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah. Somehow we've now come full circle and back around to, and why take the makeup off at all?
Yeah,
be a bit tougher about it.
You can't pin me down. I'm here. I'm there. What are you taking at me?
Man, I've been trying to figure out what to do with my hair. I don't know if you can tell. I stow it away a lot.
I'm aware. I know sometimes I can tell when you've actually done something with your hair because you show it off.
Yeah.
And when you it's hidden under a baby.
Ponytail or hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been trying to figure out what to do with it. And occasionally I'll stumble onto photos of what my hair looked like when, you know, there was a person to do my hair.
Sure.
And I need to remind myself, bitch, you don't know how to do that.
Do you not have like a McPhee who lives nearby who's like,
I don't
girl?
Have a Deborah McPhee out here. I need a Deborah McPhee. But I wouldn't want to call a Deborah McPhee unless I had a reason for a Deborah McPhee. You know?
There's not like a little salon in town.
I mean, probably.
It's like right there.
I'm not saying like to get a haircut. I'm saying like somebody to style the hair. How it would
it's
get.
It's right there.
I'm not going to go all the way to a salon to get my hair styled for a day.
Oh my God. Fine. Then all right. Solution two. So if you're not going to do the work, solution two.
Yeah.
Buy a horse.
Okay.
Then hire a person to come out and style the horse's hair and your hair the same day.
Ooh. This sounds like a horrible money sink, and I'm in.
Right? So the horse.
Wait. What if it's a cow? Can it be a cow?
Do cows have long, glorious hair?
Are there Highland some cows do. Like, Highland cows do.
Then get a Highland cow.
Okay.
And then hire a Highland cow stylist. Mm-hmm. And then just be like, hey, while you're here, can you just come inside and clean up the old mop top?
Like, ma'am, I only know how to style cow hair. What a life.
It's fine. Come on.
This is like when I found out that horse masseuses are a thing.
That's what I'm saying.
They only massage horses. It's amazing.
Man, rich people got money for all sorts of crazy stuff.
I guess not as much anymore, but like horses are still used for quite a few things, you know, and if their movement is all messed up.
Sure.
Then, yeah, people call a horse masseuse. And get them squeezed in all the right places.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. If you had a horse, you could have horse masseuses, horse stylists. You could have all sorts. You could get people to put horseshoes on you if you want.
That's so true.
You could gallop around. You wouldn't have to wear shoes again.
Oh my God,
I know you like being barefoot.
Bro, that's a whole new kind of content.
Yep.
Go on one of them foot sites, but it's just your foot with a horseshoe on it.
Yeah.
And then you could do like pretend versions of the hoof cleaning videos and somebody every single time would comment, does this hurt the horse? It would be an amazing goof.
Right. And you
can
say
that's free, gang. One of you can take that and run with it, dude.
You can say it doesn't hurt the horse, but it does hurt me. And that's pretty accurate.
But it does hurt my feelings.
No horses were hurt. Yeah. My
horses were harmed in this video.
Yeah. Horses, no.
It's time for us to make OnlyFans a little weirder, you know.
I'm with you on this.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I've always
said I need people
to
stumble on the weird shit a bit more often.
Yeah, I've always said I want to get a little weird with it, and you know what? Who knows how much time I have left? So I'm gonna get like
clock's ticking, baby.
Yeah, let's get real weird with it. Human horse hybrid on OnlyFans.
When I got my chickens and they were missing a bunch of feathers, Summer was like, you should start an OnlyFans and just post pictures of the chickens and call it Only Feathers, which is very good.
But they're missing feathers.
Yes. They only need feathers for the low price of your OnlyFans donation. What do those count as?
I don't know.
Not donations, I also, surely.
I also once heard someone say you should never call it an OnlyFans donation because they're paying for your talent and time or something like that. So you got to call it something else. I don't know what that would be called.
Sure.
But you shouldn't say donation because you are performing.
Right.
And I don't want to call it a subscription. Yeah. Not a subscription. I call it a exclusive access.
Ooh.
To Jesse Cox's underballs.
Feet with hooves. Oh.
Yeah, no feet.
No, never mind. I was going to ask what specifically counts as the underball, and I feel like that's too far for this podcast. There's too much to bleep then.
Under.
Right.
Under the balls.
So you're just taking a picture like this? Like just straight up?
Yeah, like little man cleavage down there.
Yeah, okay.
Put it in like low cut tops.
Right.
Put it in like, you know, a little bikini.
I see. Oh, I get it now. Okay.
And then
so the part that peaks out when a shirt's too short.
Yeah.
But
gently placed in like a velvet cushion, you know? Like beautiful lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Or like one of those you know,
but then
does
it count as the underballs then?
Well, I mean, you gotta get creative. So, like, one of the photos is like a mall photo. So, one ball is in the foreground, but then in the background is like another ball. But it also has like the neon light coloring, you know?
Yeah. Sure.
You gotta get creative with it.
Right.
You know?
I think you do really well on there.
I know I would. The problem is I don't want to make people look bad. I don't want to go on there and
that's
just
so fair.
Take over.
Yeah, because then you got to make those videos that are like, these underballs bought me a Tesla or, you know, whatever. Like, those, yeah. You know, those
oh,
sorts of
I
videos.
Would. Oh, yeah. I would. Yeah. I would. You don't even know. I'd be like, this plane? Balls. This mansion? My balls bought it.
That's good. You could say
you
that in every video.
If you don't think I'd make an entire video series, be like, my balls bought it.
You could make that anyway.
Yeah. I just go around the country and be like, my new car, my balls.
Look, I know that shorts and TikToks and stuff have been doing really well for you, but I think you can diversify your content a little bit here. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to start actually earning an income. And I feel like if I started doing balls, pure balls, because people come for Jesse Cox, but what they get is balls.
But all ball. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want them. You don't want to give them what they think. I'm like, oh, shit. I forgot his name. Damn it. Ruined. The Apple guy. Steve Jobs. Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
it's been so long.
Start the joke over. Start the joke over. It's fine. We'll just pretend.
Right, like when Steve Jobs said that, don't give people what they want. Give them what you want to give them. What like they need to have. Right.
Right.
And I want to be the Steve Jobs of balls. I want to give people want cocks. They're gonna get balls.
That is an incredible. Subtitle line. Yeah.
Yep. I'm aware. This is all
there's an alternate reality, Jesse, that swims Scrooge McDuck style in money.
I must stress that guy's an asshole. I just know me enough that I maintain a regular like nice level because I can't afford to be a piece of shit.
Right.
Like, but God help me. If I had like Musk money, I would be just as intolerable as him. I just know it. I just know I'd be a piece of shit.
Don't say
money,
that.
Money, I think, changes you. Money, I think, makes
money
you
money definitely changes you. There's a what's that? The word for how the more money that you have and the more of an affluent lifestyle you get used to, you forget what it was like to be under, to like have less.
Oh, that's just rich people being weird. I mean, that's just the thing.
There's a term for it. I can't remember though. But it's to explain why like sometimes a person, you know, grows up with nothing, winds up with a bunch of money, and then everybody's like, don't you remember what it was like to have nothing? And legitimately, they don't actually remember what that was like. They'll remember like snapshot moments, but the day-to-day feeling of having nothing, they won't necessarily remember that.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but it sounds accurate. It definitely sounds, I mean, like,
it's to explain why people can get rich and suddenly not connect with people like in other tax brackets, you know, or like, or like have trouble like empathizing with people.
I would wonder if there wasn't something already there. You know what I mean? Like, it takes a special kind of like sociopathic vibe to throw a lot of people under the bus to make money. Like, in order to become, like, a billionaire, you have to not care about people.
Oh, my God. 100%.
So I feel like it's already kind of there, and it just makes you worse. Like, I joke. I'd probably... My problem is, if I got money, I'd probably do, like, nice stuff. Like, I'd probably, like, I don't know, take care of people and do things. And I feel like that's also the reason why I don't, because I'm, like, doing it actively now. And I'm like, oh, right. No, I could just hoard cash and build like a bunker somewhere, but yeah, I feel like there's gotta be something built into you where you're kind of like already a little bit of a piece of shit, but like now you got money, so you don't care what people think of you, because it's like right.
Yeah, there's a what's the phrase, I'm not planning for doomsday, I'm planning for Tuesday. The idea being like, it's better to put your effort and the things that you have and your time and your attention into your community now, rather than trying to figure out how to protect yourself for this like uncertain, like far off future.
Sure.
Because then hopefully, you know, ideally the community that you are part of and developing would also help you in that uncertain future, right? You'd all assist each other.
Yeah. I think that even goes to like a non-rich level, just to like the, so the amount of, I don't know if it's LA radio. I don't know if it's around all of America. My fellow Americans, I don't know if you get these, but I'll listen to the radio driving around town, and I'll just turn on the normal ass radio. So I get the commercials and everything. And a lot of commercials pop up that are like, we all know what's coming. Buy your gold/food storage, and these MREs last up to 10 years because we all know what's coming. And I'm like, do we? What's coming? Should I be aware of what's coming? What is happening right now? And it's so cynical, and it's the worst thing I've... It's very clearly just exploiting people, but it's just like, you know, we could work on that what's coming bit first before we start buying, you know, like...
Yeah, exactly, take time to, right?
Like, deal with that, but it's like, no, you got to be prepared. And then you see videos of dudes, and they like got entire rooms of bottled water. They're like, I'm prepared. For what? What are you prepared for, sir? What do you think's going to happen? Because I feel like that tells a lot about a person. Like, what are you preparing for?
I don't think that there's anything wrong with, like, you know, having stuff ready to go in case of a natural disaster or what have you, who knows, right? I don't think that prepping is bad, right? It's when people are like, I'm prepping for me and mine, and that's it. And I'm not helping nobody, you know? But like, if you are able to store a bunch of stuff, have a bunch of resources, and you refuse to help people that weren't able to stock up that sort of stuff, I think that's a little shitty.
It's so weird to me that it has a tint of like, what's going on up there in your head? Like, what are you afraid of? Like, what are you, because I'm letting you know, when those commercials come on, the guy's like, we all know what's coming. I don't think he means earthquakes.
It's because,
and I don't think he means tornadoes.
I mean, you're right. It's preying on the fact that a bunch of people are living in like a slight form of existential dread all the time right now. Right. Whether it could be for religious reasons. It could also be there's an entire generation of people who have, you know, literally grown up being told that the earth is dying. You know, so like there's lots of reasons for people to be like really nervous about the future, for sure. And so like preying on that sucks. Yeah.
I just I just love the idea I just saw in chat. The McRib is coming. That's what's coming. And that would make those commercials so much better. We all know what's coming.
They should parody commercials.
We all know what's coming.
Would be really good.
The McRib. Back for a limited time. Stock up on all the water right now. No.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got to any of what we got on. I don't know where. I don't know what happened to us. I don't know what turn we took.
I know how we got here. It's because we were talking about your balls. And then you were talking about if you made a bunch of money from your balls and you might turn into a dickhead. And then we were talking about billionaires and how all billionaires have to be dickheads. And then we got here somehow from there. Anyway,
we were talking about my balls, weren't we?
It started with your balls, yeah.
Yeah, I did make a whole podcast topic, my balls, which I'm honestly pretty impressed with myself.
It was a good topic.
Yeah, a lot of people are sitting in chat watching me talk about balls. So, like, that's a victory for me.
They know what to expect, and it wasn't this.
Nope.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. We should never be allowed to do this, just the two of us. It's always a mistake.
I disagree. I think if anything, it's the most fun a me can have.
I always enjoy it. There's always a part of it where chat's like, this is the most cursed shit. There's always some part of it where we go completely off the rails. And I think that is a testament to our friendship, but also it's fascinating to me that we can continue to surprise chat where the topics go.
I think it's because we continually try to surprise ourselves. Mm. And it might be because when I'm with you, I try to make you laugh to the point where I want to say the most outlandish shit possible.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I've said a lot already to you over the years.
That's
so I gotta
so
keep
true.
Throwing in new things.
How do we escalate it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the YouTuber curse. I gotta keep escalating.
Yeah.
If I don't, you know, I gotta get real crazy with it.
We have a riffing friendship.
Yeah. And if, like,
try to riff to the ceiling and see what happens.
Yeah. At least I'm not trying to, like, kill you with a crane or, like, film you fighting a shark or something.
Oh my God. So true. That would be so crazy if someone did that.
Are you saying I should?
Good thing no one has.
Oh, right. No, they have. They have. They've done that. The internet's crazy. No, they did that. They've done that before.
Oh God. We don't need to say who.
No,
we don't need to get into all of that.
He definitely had an office in my office building that was filled with editors, though. So I mean that they're not there anymore. I wonder what happened there. So wait, what have you been doing this week? I have just been traveling, so I haven't done a damn thing of value.
Where did you travel to? Where were
to
you?
To New York. To New York.
Oh my gosh. New York. New York.
Yeah.
Were you spreading the news?
No, but I did in fact, hold on. Do I have my phone? I can show you this. I landed. When you travel west to east, you just lose 3 hours. So no matter when you leave, you're suddenly just, it's nighttime every time. I left at 8 a.m. I arrived and I got to my hotel at like 5:30 p.m. And I was like, cool. Great. So I didn't have a lot to do first night. I was kind of jet lagged. And I was like, you know what? I'm in New York. I got two options. Either I go to a deli or I go get pizza. I was like, I'm sure I'll get pizza later. So let's go to a deli. Mm. I walk in this deli. These guys had the audacity to be like, take a seat, take a seat. I'm like, okay. And then they proceeded to place this many pickles in front of me.
Yes! That's my dream.
They were just like, here you go, I have pickles. And I was like, what is happening? They're like, it's a plate of pickles, enjoy. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I sat there eating pickles, waiting for this guy to come over and be like, what kind of sandwich did you want? I got a very simple, I got a pastrami on rye with mustard. Kept it simple.
Yes.
Yeah, it was great.
Good.
Yeah. But it was it was weird because I just had like an average size sandwich and then a full plate of pickles. And I was like, oh, okay.
That sounds amazing. The pickles here leave a lot to be desired.
I believe it.
English pickles? Mm-mm.
Is it? What is the difference? No. Is it not sour? Do they not brine them?
I don't know what it is. I think, yeah, I guess that there's just a way that we, or a ratio of things in our dill pickles generally in America, that it's not, something's not adding up for me.
When do you think they don't use spices? Like, you know, pickles, good pickles, in that jar with them besides the brine and the pickle and, and, you know, the cucumber or whatever. And, like, they got other shit in there, too.
Mm.
Sometimes they're putting hot peppers in there. Sometimes there's, like, all sorts of stuff in there besides dill.
Here's what's weird is they have a bigger variety of pickles normalized here, right? If you say, man, I love pickles, because I'm American, they know I mean gherkins. But generally, for English people, a lot of things are pickles, right? Pickled onions are extremely common here, specifically. But I don't know what it is about gherkins, about pickled cucumbers specifically. But yeah, the brine game is weak for the dill pickles.
With that said, though, right across the channel, the French got those little baby-ass pickles that are sour shit.
Baby ass.
I'm not sure. I don't remember what those are called. Those little tiny baby pickles. The baby pickles. What? You had to have had them.
Why are you doing this? The baby pickles? Like they're gummy. Like you pick them and you can just go. Wap, 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 wap.
They're great.
I believe you. I've never had them.
Those things are called, but I love them. They're great. I think, I would have to taste pickles. I'll be in the UK next month. So you and I pickle world tour.
Okay.
Done.
Absolutely.
We'll go to a Tesco. Be like, where are your pickles?
Give me your finest pickle.
And they'll be like, we have one pickle, sir. I'm like, all right, that's the best we can do. Let's go.
Show me to your gherkins, sir.
Yeah, 2-hour pickle stream. Pickle stream.
Pickles. Yeah. We could do that. For just do pickles are great. a pickle taste-a-thon.
I have an issue, though. Sometimes pickles, too soft. I need my pickle crunch. I need a crunchy pickle.
Same.
I can't do a pickle where you bite into it and it's like, no thank you. I need a little pushback for my vegetables.
Yeah. I think a lot of times, like whole pickles don't have that problem so much because they've still got the outside layer trapping shit in, right?
Right.
But if they're sliced, yeah, I feel like you got to do some sort of like a salt bath and like get some of the excess moisture out of there. Because otherwise, they get too soft.
I don't know why this feels like it relates to the ball thing a little bit, but I discovered that on TikTok, there is a whole... So
the cucumber guy? Is that what you're about to say? I'm sorry. Keep talking.
I mean, I don't know if the cucumber guy does this, but... I went down like a rabbit hole of like Crendor showed, like linked me a video, and that video took me down a rabbit hole of where I got to a point where there's like an ASMR where it's people opening packages of pickles and then eating the pickles.
This is not what I thought it was. Okay.
And it's bizarre to me because it is both like overtly sexual, but also just people eating pickles.
So you watch them eat the pickle?
It's like a 30-second TikTok, and you would think they'd open the pickle and they'd take like a bite. No. If they open the video, they go, oh.
No.
But it's still, but here's the thing. It isn't like, bah. No, it's like, bite. It's like, bite. It's like, crunch, but it's like, a fool. They take half the pickle in their mouth, bite it, chew it, and they're like, that's a good pickle. And I'm like, so what the hell? Am I the weird one for thinking that like you're doing this on purpose? But but it's not like, it's not them trying to sexualize it. They just, when they take a bite, it's like, ah, and then they're like.
And then from then on, it's normal.
It's a pickle. Yeah. It's a pickle video.
I've realized
there's so many of them. It's crazy.
I've realized that if anything shows like a close up, like a shot like this of a person eating something, I will immediately change what I'm watching. I really hate it. It's not about the sounds. It's not like a misophonia thing. It's just I don't like watching the mouth eat. I don't like being that close. It feels weird. Yeah.
Well, I mean, don't tune into the pickle ASMR. It's weird.
I won't.
And it's like, here's the thing, though. At the same time, it's kind of funny because they'll be like, this is called super sour pickle. And they open it and they go, oh. They like have a freak out. They spaz out because it's a sour pickle. And they're like, it's so good. And I'm like, what? I watched like 40 of those, Dukes. I went down the rabbit hole. I was like, what is happening?
So there's a guy, I can't remember his name, but he's like, he's made so many videos that are just, he takes a tub and he mandolin slices a cucumber and then does a different marinade each time on the cucumbers. And it always starts off with like, sometimes you got to eat a whole cucumber. And he just like makes a marinade for cucumbers and eats them. And it always looks delicious. And I tried one of them and it was fantastic because I eat a lot of cucumbers and I love them.
Interesting.
And a video.
I mean, I love pickles, so.
A video was put out recently because there's a point in every video where he says something like, and you gotta have your MSG, something like that. And they lined up all of the videos where him saying you gotta have your MSG. It's not the right line, but when he says the MSG line, it makes them all say it at the same time. And I don't know why I thought that's what you were gonna talk about.
No, but I also feel like that's just you with coffee time.
Yes.
We could have lined up like, it's coffee time. We could have lined that up perfectly.
Someone's made a supercut of every single time I've said it's coffee time. And it's alarming to watch.
Does it do that thing where it's like,
no, it's just clip, 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 clip. It's just the same. It's just full screen. Clip, 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 clip. Over and over and over. Yeah.
I love that. It's what should exist. It's what the internet's for.
Bananas. Because if you like skip ahead, you see how the internet has aged me.
I love that. I love that. Speaking of age, hey, did you see that article that came out that was like, scientists have determined that you age in two spurts?
No.
Like you become old. Around 44, you have a drastic age, and then around 60, you drastically age again.
Ooh. That's exciting.
And I was like,
wait, how
no,
close,
that sucks. I'm
how
terrified.
Close are you?
And in a couple years, I'm going to be like, hello. And then it can only go down here. Then I'll hit 60 and be like,
I can never remember how much older you are than me.
That sucks. I don't want to be like a ghoul. I'm already so handsome. Like to lose this?
I don't know what I do. I feel like we need to change it up, dude. And maybe just the natural aging process is like a good built-in way, you know.
How do I get on that Paul Rudd train?
Look, yeah, some people, they hit 44 and they fight the devil and they just keep looking the same. So you just got to be ready, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
How do I get on that? I feel like I've done all the aging I need to do. I feel like I'm good. I don't need to age anymore.
You want to look like this when you're 100?
Yeah, if I'm going to be cursed to live to be 100, then yes. Yeah. Although I did see, boy, I've seen a lot of stuff. This is what happens when I go travel. I will have a lot of free time and I'll just watch videos. And I saw a video of a 108-year-old British woman.
Okay.
Who was born in the 1800s, and they interviewed her in 1977. And they asked her about, she was like, the woman was like, would you ever fly? She's like, oh, at the time, I didn't fancy them, but now I'd love to travel. I travel much more now. Right? Like, that is very cute. But the interviewer's like, so what's changed? And she's just like, everything.
I was going to say.
Yeah, probably.
So much. Too much to list, dear interviewer.
Between 1886 and 1976, something crazy. She was 108 years old when they interviewed her in 1977.
That's bonkers.
And she is very cool. Like, you know how you know people will live long just because, like, she's 108 and she is full on having conversations. Instead of, like,
I was literally about to say, what a blessing to reach that old and your mind is still sharp, you know?
Yeah, I don't, it's a weird thing to see, because there's some people who, they hit 70 and they're like, what? And there's some people, they're like, I'll never forget that my parents, when they lived in Kentucky, there was an older woman down the street, and I think she was like 91, running races. And I was like, the only thing that can take her out is like a tree. Like, if something falls on her, this woman's put in work.
Yeah.
I'm like, that must be genetics. She's like, she's cheating.
My grandpa, and we joke about my mom's side of the family all the time because everybody, like, ages so slow. But my grandpa was still playing racquetball until he was, like, in his 90s.
Damn.
It's like, sit down, dude.
I feel like that's got to be a hit. I know my dad used to go to the gym all the time. And then one time he just couldn't anymore. Because he would work him up too much. He'd get, like, too physically. His heart would be like, bro, slow down.
Yeah.
And I have to imagine that's a blow to someone when it's like your entire existence is like, I go work out every day. I do this every day. And then it's like,
yeah, whatever it is, having your routine upset.
Yeah.
And being told you can't do the things that you love anymore. That would be so sad. Yeah.
Yeah. I think at that point, I'd be like, what is the point? I'm going to get into drugs. Like, I gotta find something to do. Yeah.
Sam frequently has been like, I'm gonna hit a point where I just wanna be plugged in. Like to VR. Like, he's hoping that by the time he's reached like a certain age that you can just live in virtual reality. He's like, once I hit a certain age where it just sucks, everything sucks, I just wanna be a virtual boy. Just plug me in. Which is such a bonkers thing to talk about. Because I feel like that's like that's a possibility in our lifetime, right?
Here's what I would say. I'm no wife. But
yeah,
I feel like the whole wife-husband dynamic is like, you got to one-up each other, right? You got to like hold something over him, right? Mm. So for you, when he's like, just plug me in, I want to be in a cyber bro, I would have said, fine, just leave your family behind.
No, we've got a deal.
Okay, yeah.
We got a deal.
I hate that you have it all worked out and planned.
At a certain point, you know, when we're both ancient, I'm gonna walk off into the woods, never to be seen again.
Right.
And he's gonna plug into the internet. And we'll both be in our natural habitats at last.
I hate that in my mind, you walking off into the woods is like, you walk off into the woods and there a goat is standing waiting for you, like, welcome back, child. And you're like, hello, goat, I've returned from the land of man. Like, come into the forest we go.
Yeah.
And then all the fairies come down and, like, fly you away. Meanwhile, Clark is like, my parents are weird, y'all. One of them is jacked into the Matrix. The other one went to the forest with a goat.
She'll be the only one. You know, like in those movies where there's like a person who's just like a hardcore hermit and they have like one person that knows where they live. It'll just be Clark. And at one point, Clark will show up with another person and I'll be like, I told you to never bring anyone here. I'll have set like weird booby traps all over the place. This poor person will have like stepped in four of them. She'll be like, Mom, I just wanted you to meet the love of my life. And I'll be like, go!
I was once the love of your life.
Ew. Weird. Yeah. That's it. I think that's the way it should go. That's the direction.
I do too. So, considering since I did nothing this week, Dukes, save us. What did you do?
Not much, dude. My kid's still on summer break. So, you know, we can't, like, either we're doing a lot or we're doing nothing, really, is how the summer has been. And a lot of this week, A lot of this week has been just vibing, really. We found a new park that has a whole like skate park area, which is great because my kid loves to roller skate and we were so excited. And the second we got there, my kid tripped and fell and fucked up her knee, her elbow, and her foot. And there was blood everywhere. And we had to walk to a local cafe and I had to casually be like, hi, can I please have some juice and a water and a croissant? And do you have bandages? As my child's in the background, like, ah! And then we went home. So we were there for a grand total of about 5 minutes. That was our big outing.
I thought you were going to say that Clark was into like skateboarding. And I was like, yo,
she's learning. Cool. She's trying to learn. Yeah. But the skateboard that we have is really small. It's a hand-me-down skateboard. And you might be thinking, dear listener, she's six. So she's also very small. True. This board is too small. It's too small. It's a baby board for babies. So
I must stress, I really want you to reveal that it's one of those like fingerboards.
That would be amazing.
It's really not. Small. I don't like Clark cannot get on this board. It's just like
how small is it? It's about this big. So that she can put both feet on it in the right position. But there's no room either way after that. So it's not like a safe board size for how big she is.
No, that is still a very tiny board.
Yes, really tiny. But she's watched a lot of videos about how to like safely get on and off of the skateboard and stuff. And she keeps practicing with it. And I feel like we should probably just buy her a...
I feel like, what if
or,
I...
Or
what
find
if I
secondhand
Clark
a board.
A board. But like, I want to get Clark a deck. But okay. Like, the bottom's going to have like...
Good termage. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna have like sexy devil chicks on it.
Okay,
and it's gonna say
she's
like,
pretty desensitized to those because of the clothes that Sam wears. So yeah, that'll go down a treat.
Great, see right, and then sexy devil chicks, and then on the front and back it says like trouble coming, trouble going, and then
that's very good,
right? And then yeah, we just let that kid do a thing.
There's got to be. We know so many art. You're giving me ideas now. There's got to be ways to like buy a skateboard and have like a custom design on it, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm pretty sure that's what people would do before they had pre-custom designed skateboards.
Right. Well, if you were hardcore, probably you just spray painted it yourself, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yo, I could do that. We can make our own skateboard, but we'll do like the turkeys, the hand turkeys.
Okay.
And then the front will say jive, and the back will say turkey.
I don't know.
And it'll be our handprints, and we'll just like doodle turkeys.
Like you make in kindergarten?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what a hand turkey is. I'm just going to let him keep talking. And I'm glad I did, because I figured it out eventually.
A hand turkey. Yeah. Just saying, we could do that. We can make our own. Like, who needs artists?
Yeah.
We'll just make our own. Then we're the artists.
Yeah. We are the artists.
Yeah, man. We are the artists. We are the artists. Yeah. Did you play anything? Did you do anything exciting?
I did play stuff. Hey. What?
You got to tell me. I was going to ask you about a very specific game because I haven't had a chance to play it yet. But tell me, what did you play?
Oh. Since last we talked, I played Thank Goodness You're Here.
What is that?
Oh, my God. Jesse, please play it. Thank Goodness You're Here. It is an extremely English game.
Oh, no. It looks it.
It is, like, absurdist as fuck. It is so funny. Very short. Please play it. Please play it on stream.
Okay. I'm writing it down. I'm looking at it right now. It looks very cute.
Because I want to watch you play it so badly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so good. It's like 2.5-3 hours long.
Great.
So that was fantastic. I played more Warframe. No one cares about that. But I'm finally making my first frame for real, and I'm really excited. And then I played Knock on the Coffin Lid.
What the hell is this? What are you playing?
Just weird shit. You know me. Just playing weird shit.
Yeah, no, I do. I love that for you.
Knock on the Coffin Lid is the Slay the Spire format. So it's extremely Slay the Spire. The way that you use the cards, the way that you interact with the map, all of that. But they injected
story and like incentivized replayability through story. So the concept of it is that you are a dead guy.
Uh-huh.
And this weird necromancer man has shown up and brought you back to life and has trapped you in a time loop, basically. And so you are doing your normal Slay the Spire-esque stuff, right? So you're on a map. There's all these branching ways you can go. You do the map, whatever. But every time you come back, when you die and you come back and do it again, every event that you found, everything that you experienced, it's still there because it's a time loop. So it's not like those things have changed. So slowly you start to reveal all of the events that happen on the map. There are a bunch of different maps that you can go to, and you slowly reveal everything that's on there. And then if you go to certain events multiple times, it might be something small, like the dialogue will change. You'll, you know, mention like, oh, last time he said this. So, you know, just to remind you of like what happened last time you did the event. But occasionally, because the framework of the game is that you are telling your adventure to the necromancer when you come back each time. So occasionally the necromancer will be like, why didn't you just talk to that guy? Why did you attack them instead of talking? And so next time you do the event, it'll give you the option to talk to them instead of just attacking. So stuff like that, so you can change things. And then another aspect to it is sometimes you'll do an event and the person will be like, oh, I'm just so hungry. I wish I had food, right? And the implication then is, oh, if I do an event earlier that I know gives me food and then trace how to get back to this event, I can give this guy food and then maybe it'll you know, make the event different. So it's super cool. It has all of the Slay the Spire things that I enjoy. It's the exact same combat format, the exact same way that you build out your deck. Instead of there just being trinkets, you have like armor, so you can swap out helmets, shoes, you know, everything. And if you get like a full set of like troll armor, say, then you get bonuses for that. So that's a thing that isn't in Slay the Spire. But my big gripe that I keep mentioning when I play this game is that I think the game is so good and I enjoy it so much because I love Slay the Spire. I love the idea of adding story to it. It makes it really engaging. The pacing of the game and how you interact with the game is a bit frustrating. It'll be little things, right? So like when you start a new run, the necromancer says the same chunk of text every time, unskippable. You can't skip it.
Can't even spacebar through it?
No. When you finish a run, it gives you like the rundown of everything that happened, right? And it like slowly like fills out each thing on the like ending screen, which is very normal. Sure. Normally, if you click or spacebar, it'll just skip the like slowly reading it out part and just show you everything. But it doesn't do that. So if you hit the next button, it just skips it. So I didn't realize that I had like a new subclass until someone in chat was like, I think you unlocked a subclass, right? Because it skipped the ending screen for me instead of just like showing it to me. And then little things like, say that I've gone to an event for the first or second time and the dialogue's different and there's a dialogue with the necromancer, it auto scrolls and I can't scroll back up while you have to wait for the whole thing, the whole conversation to happen, and then you can scroll back up. So you have to just sit there and wait if you've like missed part of the conversation because it was going too fast, which it always is. It's always going too fast. I hope that the devs see this or have heard this feedback because this game is so good and I just want them to fix these little things that would help the pacing so much. Just let me scroll up or let me click through the dialogue. I have an accessibility option. I need that.
Sure. I feel like these are all things that could be added later.
For sure. I'm not asking for like big changes. I'm asking for things to be tightened up or just adjusted. Like how, yeah, I think they're doable.
I get why you like it because the one female character they keep showing over and over and over again literally looks like you circa 2012.
I only have one character and I haven't watched the trailer, so I don't know what the other characters look like.
I just watched the trailer and there's like,
I know one of them's a werewolf, I think.
Yeah. So maybe you're the werewolf. It explains going to the forest. I mean, that looks cool. That looks like a fun game.
Yeah.
The art looks incredible.
Yeah, it's very, if you like, it's not exactly like it, but if you like the Darkest Dungeon sort of style of art, it's a little, it has a little vibe of that. So, yeah. Right. That's what I played, dude. What game were you going to ask about?
I was going to ask more about Cat Quest, if you played any more, if you finished it. I
haven't played anymore.
They sent you stuff, and am I jealous? Yes.
They did. Very, they didn't send jealous. You anything. You talked that game up so much.
I don't have a cat, I guess. I guess I'm not cat worthy. I guess I guess I'm no Cat Quest guy. It's fine. I'll just be over here without my Cat Quest merch. That's cool. That's fine.
I'm so sorry.
No, I just didn't know if you played it anymore. I was just curious because I haven't had a chance to play it at all.
Oh, really? Oh, man, you should play it.
I'm missing out on all sorts of stuff. Meanwhile, then I get hit with trailers for weird stuff. So like today, I woke up, the first thing I saw was a trailer for a game that I was just like, oh, cool. This is a whole thing now that I have to play. Let me see if I can find this for you. Yeah. It's a trailer for what appears to be, I'm going to say, one of the simplest games that, you know, a game that's kind of like, oh, this seems like a little fun kind of silly thing. I'm just going to send this to you.
Okay.
I'll put it in chat as well. This is a full-on Jesse game.
Okay.
It's called Moving Houses. Moving Houses. And it's just like, oh, it's a game where you're moving a house and nothing could possibly go wrong. And then suddenly things are getting weird. And what the hell does this mean? And I don't know what this is. And I'm like, oh yeah.
The Not fact all that is as it seems in this quiet little house, it says.
The fact that the devs are like, Alan Wake is an inspiration. And I'm like, go on. So, very excited.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So this is what I woke up to today. There's too many games that I want to play. I'm like, oh, it's going to be weird.
Yeah, yeah. And we have to be a little lammy and a goat. We have to do Cult of the Lamb co-op
I would
eventually.
Love to do Cult of the Lamb with you. Can I tell you something amazing?
Yes.
I would say like Monday, if you're over on my YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
My parents came into the office.
Uh-huh.
And I played Cult of the Lamb with them.
And I made oh my God, that's right.
Play co-op together.
Was it amazing? Pitch the
my
video.
My dad. Oh my God, the video is gonna be amazing. My dad has never held a controller before in his life. He's like, I don't know what this does. It was so funny, and so he was trying to use it. The biggest takeaway I have is my dad realized that by pressing one button, the little guy on the screen attacked. So he proceeded to. So you know how every level, you can destroy grass. You can destroy.
Yes.
Every ounce of thing that could be destroyed was destroyed. My dad, in the mid-combat, my dad would start whacking the outside. He's like, you gotta work from the outside in. I'm like, what are you doing? My mom's trying to fight off like hordes of enemies. My dad's like,
incredible.
And I realized, I think he just likes the fact that he can press X and a little man swings.
Yeah.
There
We're
be times
all
when my
simple
mom,
animals at the end of the day.
Yeah. My mom would go into a cutscene. My dad would get upset because he wasn't able to swing his weapon anymore. My mom would be like, I'm talking to the guy, Jack. And he'd be like, ugh.
I bet your dad would love like Terraria. Something where he can just dig.
He wouldn't understand at all.
Just say, dad, understand. Just dig. Just dig, dad.
He didn't understand anything that was happening. He's like, I don't know what that is. I don't know who that is. I don't know what I'm doing. I kept trying to tell him to roll. And he'd be like, that's too many buttons. And I'm like, okay. So he just attacked. He went around the screen and attacked things. And meanwhile, my mom, like usual, was like, I got it figured out. All I got to do is time my dodge rolls right. And I'm like, wow, this is impressive. My dad was like,
what a queen. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a whole video is what it is of those two.
Amazing.
So get ready. Yeah, yeah. I was like trying to explain the story to them. My dad literally goes, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good video. It
sounds like it's gonna be amazing. Yeah, I don't know.
Find it on Monday. But I would love to play with you, because if we can do it on stream, where we can have streamers, like the chat, be our victims.
Yeah,
I mean, cult members.
What did you played Cult of the Lamb originally? Right.
Yeah. I got a whole thing. I got a whole cult, and I did it with Twitch chat, and they were all my little cult members, and we had favorites and people we'd resurrect. I tried to keep everyone alive, so I keep resurrecting them, and they'd come back to life. I'm like, yeah, we're fine.
I was literally about to ask, were you a sacrificey cult leader, or were you a everybody stays alive forever cult leader?
I was more of a everyone get naked and dance around cult leader. And then when someone got too old and they died, I then immediately resurrect them and be like, your work is not done. Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
I never sacrifice. I only when the game, I think there has been a point where the game has made you sacrifice.
There was 100% a character who was like, kill me. I'm like, okay, if you want me to.
There are babies now. Yes, there are babies. They added a nursery. If you recall, as part of this update, if you recall last time when the sex update happened, because yes, that was a thing also.
Yep.
And they had babies. I was complaining about the fact that none of these freeloaders would take care of the baby. You were the only one who could take care of the baby. So if you were off doing a quest, if you were off dungeon diving, it would be like, no one took care of baby Porcus today. And I'd be like, why can't anybody take care of baby Porcus when I'm gone? There's like 20 of you.
These are the same cultists who are like, feed me poop. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they're a little.
Yes.
To this day, I love that game. But one of my biggest critiques is that the starting sucks. Like, before you have toilets, you are literally cleaning up their poop. And it's like, all I want to do is kill guys in the woods. You got me cleaning up poop and harvesting stone. Yeah. But once you get the ball rolling, it's like, okay, now we're good.
I bet the ball rolls pretty quick as well when it's co-op.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait.
So much of a better use of your time.
Yeah.
Surely. Yeah.
I can't wait to play. I would love to play with you. That'd be a ton of fun.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
Is there anything you played this week that you would like to talk about? No, because you were traveling.
I can't. The one thing is the one thing
New York.
Yeah, the one thing I did play I can't talk about. Okay. And other than that, I finally caught up and did all the Final Fantasy 14 stuff. So I'm done. I'm done.
Oh my god, nice.
Now I gotta make a video because I unself-imposed exiled myself. That's the right terminology, I think. And I finally unmuted everything for the expansion. And like, let me tell you, people got opinions that I was not prepared for. I was like, oh, okay.
That was smart, though. I need to be better about that. Like when Hades 2 came into early access, I was stumbling onto some shit that made me so mad, and I started muting stuff so that I wouldn't. And fortunately, since then, I haven't spoiled myself on anything else.
Yeah.
But yeah, I need to be more proactive about that if I'm really looking forward to something, to just mute keywords ahead of time.
Usually I'll beat a thing as fast as possible. And if I can't, then like in this case, I wasn't going to start playing for like 2 weeks after it launched. So I was like, nah, I'm not even going to take a chance. It's like, these people spoil the shit out of this. And so, yeah, there were certain things I couldn't account for. Like, I was very quickly spoiled on everyone being horny for a character that, I guess, how would I know? Because, like, how would I know to mute this character's name?
Sure.
And then everyone was horny for this character. It was just, like, a barrage of horned up. I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't understand why that is, but okay, internet. Do your thing.
Oh my god, I think I know exactly what character you're talking about, and I also do not understand.
Man's got two heads, and it's weird. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. What's crazy is then eventually there's another. So that was the original horned up thing.
Right.
That was a whole other horned up thing, and it sucks because having just done the like one everyone is currently horny for.
Yeah.
There's like 2 moments later, there's an even better character. And I'm like, you guys settled.
Why not this? Yeah.
I was like, you settled too quickly. And you went for one girl when there was a better girl, like right over here. Y'all settled. And I, frankly, I don't like it, internet. I don't like it. So yeah, I can't talk about any of it with you because you literally haven't played any of it. So
I've only done the very beginning, and that's the only reason why I even know what character you're talking about is because I just met that character. So, yep. And then someone in chat was like, a lot of people want to bone that guy. And I was like, huh? So, but you know what? I didn't look into it too much further than that. I have no desire. It's fine.
That's the one thing I was spoiled on. People like really were into that. How on earth would I know to mute that? So I was like, cool. All right. Well, I know that now. But I mean, I'm going to make a whole video on it. I have a lot of thoughts about it as an expansion. I think I figured out how to think of it. So like their task is an impossible one, right? Like the best way to describe it is if I'm not going to talk about Dawn Trail, but I will talk about Endwalker. So like Endwalker ends and you literally are like the strongest person that ever lived ever, period. Like you've done everything. You have the power of like
it's the Dragon Ball Z problem. Where do you power creep from here? Yeah.
And the only options available are one, they reset you, which sucks. That's not fun. Or two, they just keep the power creep going where it's like, all right, well, you defeated Despair, but now you must defeat X Death, which technically we've already done. So like literally, like where do you go from there? Or what I think they've done in this expansion, which is like, no, you're still powerful. It's just not necessarily your story right now. And I think that is something that a lot of people don't like because the last couple of expansions have been your story specifically.
Sure.
And I can understand it. Like, I don't have a problem with people being like, I don't like that. Like, okay. I mean, like, it's what I will say is that I'm getting the vibe this expansion is going to be a lot like Stormblood. Which, as an expansion, initially I was like,
it's not super well regarded. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, all right. But the patch content, the 0.1 to 0.5 stuff, is some of my favorite they've ever made in this game, ever. So I'm like, all right, if you guys want to be hard on it, that's cool. But come back in like half a year. Let me know what you think then. Because I have a feeling people are like, I don't want to put this on the internet because I don't think it's, I think you can still not like a thing.
Yeah, of course.
And be fine. But I feel like a lot of people create content for the sake of creating content.
They rage bait. Like, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. Because I watched a lot of videos while I was traveling to see, like, what do people think now that I'm on the other end? And a lot of it has been just like, this was a divisive expansion. I'm like, oh, why was that? I'm not going to explain it to you. But here are my thoughts on the game. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. Like, you're allowed to have thoughts, but it's yeah, a weird, like, it's, I don't know. I'm like, all right, so you made a video. I get it. Look, I'm going to make one too. But, yeah, I don't know. The thing is like, the entire time I enjoyed the entire thing and I came out the other end, people were like, I hate it. And if you like it, I hate you too. And I was like, well, I mean, there are many problems with it. But, like, I had fun, and I think that's the point. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I think you're right. You know, not everybody's going to like every expansion, especially when we hit the Dragon Ball Z problem. Like, you're right.
Yeah.
What do you do from there?
The thing is, the reason why I liked it.
Some people are going to enjoy it, and some people won't.
Yeah, the reason why I liked it is, for me, I saw this as, like, in a Realm Reborn kind of, we're starting over. We're doing a whole thing. And the entire time I was like, guys, I know what's about to happen. I called this 2 years out. I know what's about to happen. And I'm not even joking when I say, everyone who was in chat who watched me, I was so right. And I've never been so, like, walking away knowing I was right on, like, a thing I said 2 years ago. I was like, riding high, baby. So that's unfortunately why, like, I'm in love with the end of this expansion right now because I'm like,
you were right.
I was right. Yeah.
That's so, like, fair.
That's it. I am completely biased. I was like, I was right. What can I say? I was right.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So But yeah, I want to talk to you about it because there's a lot of stuff in it that I think, like, I would love to get your take on.
Right. It's probably going to take a while. It takes Terry and I a while to get through expansions.
But oh, I'm aware.
I know.
But the second I'm done, I'll be like, hello, are you ready to talk about Dawn Trail? And to be fair, at that point, a lot of people who are currently playing Dawn Trail will probably have finished it too because it takes us so long.
Yeah.
So.
What else? I mean, like, that's it. That's all I did. I admittedly have a ton of games on my desktop and I keep looking at them like, well, I should play that. And then they drop a trailer for Civ 7 and I'm like, I'm never going to play games again. I'm just going to, there's so many games.
We have to put a lid.
Wrap her up?
Yeah. We have to stuff ourselves in a cute little box and put a lid on top.
That's okay. I got like a runny nose situation happening here and I am one nose blow away from, so we can wrap it up and then I'll do a big old goop.
Fantastic.
Monster.
Chat, yeah. Lucky you. No homework this week. Take it easy. I know. Take it easy. Kiss somebody on the cheeks consensually. Ooh. Have a nice meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kiss someone on the cheeks. Have a nice meal.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss that meal.
Yeah, kiss your meal.
Rub that meal on your cheeks. Then lick it off, baby.
Jesse, what's going on with you this week? Anything you'd like
out? Yeah, Monday, again, Call to the Lamb stuff. And I definitely want to start playing with you. I think that'd be a ton of fun.
Yes, please. And, I'll text you.
Yeah, working on my Dawn Trail review video. It's just a lot of work. If you wonder, Jesse, in the beginning of this episode, you were talking about editing. Was that about this video? You're so clever. You know what's up.
Maybe. Yeah.
So that's it. I'm finally just kind of stuck around here until middle of September when I come out to the old UK.
Yay!
To make a thing happen. Yeah.
I'm very that's excited to see you.
Me too.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on my end either. Just more streaming, more games, more hanging. Cool. So yeah, I guess it's the normie life for us for a little bit here. But hey, we'll be back strong next Friday.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Maybe with less ball jokes. Maybe with more.
I make no promises.
You never know, dude.
Maybe our guest will be just a pair of balls.
Sorry, I'll message you later.
What does that mean? Whoa!
Sorry, I was about to be like, we should have beep on, but I knew this. If I said that, then people in chat would be asking about it for the rest of our lives. So I'll
like they're not gonna ask now. Like they're not gonna be like, who is it? What is happening?
Yeah. Too bad. Okay. Too bad. Shut it down.
Okay.
All right. Have an amazing rest of your week and weekend, and we will see you on Friday. So long.
Bye. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. You know what time it is. It's time for the Geekenders podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Daja. What up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Daja, so give them a follow and see what the Geekenders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Daja, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time. On gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, stream and shout. It's Jesse and Daja, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.